Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, thank you again for tuning in to Radio Pulpit. And my name is Theo Mkabelo. We are continuing on our subject of faith. And I need you to understand that as a believer, you are engaged in a spiritual warfare. You are a soldier in Christ. According to the book of Ephesians chapter number 6, and therefore it is important for you and I to understand who we are in Christ, that in the book of Ephesians, we are the body of Christ, we are the flock of Christ, we are the family of Christ, we are God's building, we are God's foundation, we are God's temple, and we are the army of God. And then as a believer, the Bible say in the book of John chapter 3, verse number 16, a well-known verse, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life." So God's gift to us is everlasting. Lasting life. In the book of John again 10 verse number 10, the Bible says the enemy has come in to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but the Son of Man has come to give us life and life more abundantly. And what does that mean? It means abundant life has been given to us. It means prosperous life has been given unto us, a blessed life has been given unto us, an overflowing life has been given to us, and a victorious life has been given to us. And therefore, let's say it this way, that according to the word of God, you are chosen in Christ. You are blessed in Christ. That is your position. You are redeemed in Christ. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are prospered in Christ. You are healed in Christ. You are protected in Christ. And you are saved in Christ. Now, God's desire, it is so that you may experience this abundant life, this prosperous life, this blessed life, this overcoming life, this victorious life, a life that is healthy. The writer of the book of 3 John says, "I wish above all things that you may prosper in all things." God's desire, it is so that you may prosper in all things. In the book of Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." God desires to give you all things according to the Bible. The Bible says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask, whatsoever things that you shall ask, believing in God and having no form of doubt, it shall be given to you." And therefore, abundant life has been given, prosperous life has been given, blessed life has been given, overflowing life has been given, an overcoming life has been given, a victorious life has been given, a healthy life has been given. You understand, sicknesses or disease and spirit of infirmity, it is by the stripe of Jesus that you were healed. You were healed. Therefore, the secret of victorious living is allowing the life of Jesus Christ to flow in us. And that happens, number one, when we position ourselves in him. It is in him that we live. It is in him that we move. It is in him that we have our being when we become born again. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17, that when we become born again, behold, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. And I say to you today, when you are born again, old things are passed away, curses are passed away, sicknesses and disease, they are passed away, generational curses are passed away, all the struggles in life are passed away, the blessings of God, the inheritance of salvation is bringing with it to the life of the believer an abundant life, an overflowing life, a prosperous life, a blessed life, an overcoming life, a victorious life, and a healthy life. But you've got not only to believe in God, not only to trust in God, not only to have faith in God, but you've got to be in that position where you position yourself in God. Position yourself in Christ. In the book of John, chapter number 15, and we're reading in verse number 5. Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And the one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is, cut off from the vital union with me, you can do nothing. Faith is depending on God for possibilities in our lives. Faith is coming to the position where you can surrender your fear. You can surrender your lack of assurance. You can surrender your lack of confidence. You can surrender your doubt to him. You can surrender your rebellion. You can surrender your unbelief. You can surrender your faithfulness in Christ Jesus. He says, when we do not abide in him or remain in him, we cannot bear much fruit. What does it mean? It means we are fruitfulless. It means, number two, we are barren in nature. It means, number three, we are not able to bear the desired fruits in our lives. Why? Because there is a missing link. There is a lack of assurance. There is the lack of confidence in God. There is a lack of commitment in God. And what is faith? Faith is having an assurance that you can do nothing beside God. Faith is confidence in the doings of God. Faith is commitment to the word of God. Faith is commitment to the promises of God, that the promises of God, they are yes and they are amen. Faith is having confidence in God that is able to supply, and God will not turn away from his own promises on your behalf. So therefore, we need to come to that position in our life where we understand that we will not fail, where we understand that we will not fail in this walk. And therefore, we need to come to that position in our lives where we are taking God at his own word. Faith does the impossible to those who live by faith. And I say to you today, surrender your fear unto God. Surrender your lack of assurance. You will experience that healing. Surrender the doubt and you will experience the power of God in your life. Surrender that rebellion to God and you will experience the flow of life. Surrender your unbelief and you will see the glory of God in your life. Allow the life of Jesus to begin to flow in your life, and abundant life will become your portion. Healing will become your portion. Deliverance will become your portion. In the book of Mark chapter 11 and reading verse number 23. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. In this section, as I conclude, I want us to talk about understanding the rules of engagement in our faith. And that is to say, there are mountains which we are facing. There are seas that which you are facing. There are storms that many of us are facing. There are realities of life that which all of us are facing in one way or another. And some of us, as I speak, are right in the eye of a boisterous storm. You don't even know any longer which side to turn to. And I want to say to you today, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. The Bible says, he shall have whatsoever he says. All of us, we have spiritual needs, we have material needs, we have physical needs. And therefore, as we have all these needs in our life, we need to guard our tongues, because whatsoever comes out of your mouth is established. And what do we mean by that? The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. You will have whatsoever you say. Guard the words that are coming out of your mouth. Never speak unbelief. Never discredit the word of God. Never discredit the promises of God. Never discredit the covenant of God. Never discredit everything and whatever God has said or declared about your life. The health that God has given you, the prosperity that God has given you, and the circumstances that you may find yourself in. Understand the rules, the spiritual laws, and the rules of engagement. The rules of confession says, agree with God. God does nothing without saying it first. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says, in Genesis chapter number 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In verse number 2, and it says, and the earth was without form, and voidness covered the face of the deep, and the what? And the Spirit of God was moving upon the waters. And when you read from verse number 3, and the Bible declares, and God said, and God said. And therefore I declare to you today, be careful the words that are coming out of your mouth. Because with your own words, you can nullify the power of possibilities in your life. With your own words, you can nullify the healing of God in your own body. With your own words, you can destroy your own future. Speak the word of God. Have confidence in God. Have that assurance with God. Become committed to the word of God. Whatever God has declared It's established. And whatever you are saying with your own mouth, it is established. We change the history of life by the words of our mouth. We change our present circumstances by the discipline of our tongue. We change, build, and transform our future by the words we speak. Life and death, it's in the power of your tongue. Therefore, learn to speak life. Learn to speak faith. Speak life to yourself. Speak life to your circumstances. Speak life to your body. Declare health in the name of Jesus to your body. Declare prosperity in the name of Jesus in your life. Speak life at home. Mothers and fathers, speak life to your children. Husbands and wives, speak life to your own children. For those of you who are in the workplace, speak life. Speak growth. Speak promotion. Speak prosperity. For those of you who are involved in business, speak life and growth and profitability in your workplace. In the name of Jesus, for those of us who are in South Africa and every other nation of the world, learn to speak life to the nation. Speak the word of God. Speak change. Declare the blessings of God to the president. Declare the blessings of God to the leadership. Declare the blessings of God to the marketplace. Declare the blessings of God in your own business. Declare prosperity. Declare the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you speak with your mouth, you shall reap, because you reap what you sow in the name of Jesus. God, the words of your mouth in Jesus' wonderful name. Father God, we thank you. And I pray today that you may continue to bless your people, continue to encourage them, change their circumstances in the name that is above every name. Let them experience the joy of the Lord in their lives. Heal sicknesses, diseases, pains in their body. Supply the growth, the promotion, the prosperity. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. We are speaking life to businesses. We are speaking peace to our nation, South Africa. We are praying, oh God, for our president in the name of Jesus. We are praying for the cabinet and the leadership. We are praying for all political leaders in the name of Jesus, so that our land may experience prosperity, so that our land may experience stability and growth in the name that is above every name. We pray, Father God, we thank you. Let there be peace in our land in Jesus' name. In South Africa, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.